It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Mattis Ryder, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2079, recorded Thursday, February 12th, 2026. Super Sized. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has a crazy electric razor, a tiny but fun digital camera, I have a crappy corner all the way from Christmas, and Mo sends us a video. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blue LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
And here he is, our correspondent from the city of Mos Eisley. Oh my gosh, now I'm just murdering it. We're talking about it right before the show. How are you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir, and you?
Doing good myself, doing really good. Yeah, what have you been up to this last week?
Boy, mainly reading press releases because Saturday Toy Fair opens.
Ooh.
And God, I was reading one of the press releases. I believe the toy industry is, take a guess, how many $billions is the toy industry?
Man, this is a hard
yeah,
question.
No, yeah,
I'm going to say, I'll just throw out a number, $15 billion industry.
Oh, you're just three times wrong.
Oh,
$45 billion industry.
$45 billion. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I didn't really have many other industries to compare it to. Honestly, I can't think of...
No, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely...
wow, $45 billion. Now, do you happen to know, is that worldwide or is that U.S.?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I just caught the headline, Toy Fair, $45 billion dollar industry, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, it's impressive.
Either way, a lot of money moving around. Yeah. That's crazy. So, and then any impressions just based off of the press releases and everything of a trend or, gosh,
now,
you know.
Tons more AI, STEM and STEAM are still big. And of course, slime.
Oh yeah. Slime is still hot. Very cool. I'm trying to remember what I did this weekend. I don't think I did anything. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, well, that's not bad. Oh, yeah. And we went above freezing.
Oh, fantastic!
Yeah. We had a couple of 33 degree days. It's going to be. It's kind of interesting. Mo has a video that I watched the first minute and I thought, I don't understand this. I'll just save it for the show. But I walked out of the apartment with Dennis and I said, oh my God, it has been years since I saw anybody with the hood of the car open.
Oh.
And what's happening is everybody's battery is dead.
Oh.
Because alternate side of the street parking has been suspended for 10 days because all the cars are buried in the snow that they used when they plowed the streets. They buried the cars.
Right. Oh, my gosh. So everyone's working on their engines trying to get their cars running.
Yes, exactly. And one guy must be an old-fashioned gas car because he had one of those big carry things with the clamps on it, the battery cables on it.
Yeah.
To recharge his battery.
Yikes. Today was the first day that I wore shorts out. It was 70 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, Dickie D.
and what temperature is that?
70. Currently, right now, it's 70 degrees. And the high...
Do you have a temperature for shorts?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Shorts is probably anything 67, you know, and above.
Okay.
You know, is short. Is short. I can get away
New
with 65.
New Yorkers is around 45.
No, that's
because
I'm wearing two layers at 45.
Oh, okay.
I'm weak. Yeah, no, that's pant weather, and at least a hoodie, crew neck, something like that.
Okay.
Probably a jacket for me. No, that's way cold. Anyway, let's see. We got some great gadgets. Yep. And
we had some fun stuff.
I'm excited about the crappy corner as well.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Gadget number one, which is gadget I like. And here it is.
Very cool. Here we go.
The weather in New York for the past few weeks has been brutal. A week ago, it was 2 degrees and even colder outside. It was 2 degrees outside. It was 20 to 30 knot winds, so the temperature was below zero. It was terrible. So I started lighting the oven, even though the heat in the building is pretty good, not enough to keep the apartment warm. So I started lighting the oven, and I thought, I should get some sort of a CO2 detector. And
yeah.
So I bought the Ansbell Complete Solution. It's smoke, combustible gas, CO2, and this is what it looks like here. It also has temperature and humidity. It has a very advanced temperature. It is not 86 degrees in here.
Yeah, that's hot.
Trust me. All right, so this is pretty neat. It has a built-in battery, okay? So when it's plugged in the wall, it's charging the internal battery, and it has an AC plug on the back, but the AC plug can turn and disconnect if you want to attach it to a wall. It charges by USB-C, and I have to get my magnifying glass for this because it says to test it, all right? And it tells you, let me see what it says here. Carbon monoxide, to make sure it's working properly, light a piece of paper or a cigarette, then put out the fire. Put the incompletely burned paper or cigarette near the detector and wait 5 to 10 seconds, and the smoke should spread inside the unit and sound the alarm. We do not recommend using carbon monoxide exhaust from your automobile. Well, first of all, trying to get a car in here is really difficult.
In a New York apartment.
And an electric car, I think very little CO2.
None.
All right, so we will get some newspapers and try it out. We have our torch here prepared. It's wrapped up newspaper. We have a box of matches with not a very good striker. We'll see what happens. And then I said, don't you think we should have a fire extinguisher or something? And I said, I know what I'm doing. We don't need any safety equipment here. Okay. So here we go. And
there you go.
Okay. Oh, boy.
The match is
now
bright
I'm
enough.
Glad that we do have a fire extinguisher here in the kitchen. All right, so I let it burn a little while, mm-hmm. and then extinguish it. All right, and that should give you smoke, and let the smoke go.
Whoa.
Wow, this is very good.
There you go.
All right, CO2. Oh, it's dropping fast. 266. It's into green, and it stops.
Wow.
Oh, this is great.
I actually like testing that.
So, Chad, go to Amazon. We'll find out how much it costs. I think it was $45 or something. We'll find out the rating and the exact price.
Very cool. The demo sold me, absolutely.
Now, PC Guy is saying that it's not producing CO. I'm not sure about gases. Mm-hmm. So it was $43. And since it has a built-in battery, you also can use it as a portable alarm.
Right.
But and the plug you can see in the top picture. Yeah, it's carbon monoxide.
Monoxide, not dioxide. So you might want a carbon dioxide detector as well. I don't know.
I'm not sure what a natural gas detector is.
I would assume that that is like propane and, you know, natural gas that goes to homes. Some homes have that. Like my home in Texas had a natural gas line.
That's what I wanted for in case the oven, for some reason,
the pilot light
went out. Then I would have natural gas. Or Con Ed gas, I guess, is natural gas. So I need another alarm.
Okay, no. Carbon dioxide. Okay, yeah, no, I'm confused. Carbon dioxide is just produced by exhaling, is what PC Guy is saying. And I think he's putting me on the right track there. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good. A few people in the chat are correct.
Okay.
Thank you, chat, for keeping me correct. Very interesting.
There are a ton of these. And this company alone produces six of them. You can get various combinations. I just got the one that had all the detectors in the one.
Yeah.
They make a three device one and a four device and a five device. I figured, give me the six device.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. You could just put a lighter without it being lit next to it to test,
yes. Like, I didn't have a lighter.
Yeah. It would, I guess, catch butane or any of those gases.
Oh, yeah. They would check for butane gas. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. I like it. And I like that it has a battery option. If you're just, like, nervous for a night, you could set it next to your bed, you know. It's kind of cool.
Absolutely. And also, if the AC power goes out, it instantly goes over to battery. So that's good.
Right. Very cool. It looks like there's also a coupon at the moment where you can get it for $30.
Oh my gosh! I didn't see that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool.
Okay. Now,
our next gadget, well, I explained it in the video. I had to buy it just to see it in person.
And here it is, if it'll load. And
years ago, Gillette came out with the Track 2 and then the Mac 3 and then the Fusion 5, each one having more blades.
Yeah, high technology.
And I remember in Mad Magazine, I think it was Al Jaffe, came out with the future of razors, and one of them was blades on a tread that you would run down your face and would be like a tractor. Anyway, so on Amazon, I saw an ad, and it looked like something out of Mad Magazine. If you could visualize that it was an electric shaver we were talking about, this would be the ultimate electric shaver.
Whoa!
I could not believe this. I think Norelco had a three-headed electric razor. This is nine shaving heads. I haven't used an electric razor in a long time. But I thought, you know what? This is so weird. I have to buy one.
You'll be able to shave half your face in just one application.
Is it a salt and pepper shaker? What is this? It also grinds pepper. Boy, it comes with all kinds of stuff.
Oh my god. Shibby elephant.
How? I mean, if this worked, you should be able to shave in like 35 seconds. That is
It may be designed for someone's head.
No, it says digital.
You know what it is?
Oh, 99% battery power. Do you see that down there?
It sounds like a tiny car.
It does.
Well, I haven't shaved, you know.
What's your mustache?
It hits your mustache because it's so big.
Ow.
Ow. Oh, I am.
You're going all over your mustache. Be careful.
Am I? Did I do it? Oh, my God. I am not going to use this. That.
It catches your hair.
Did I hurt mustache?
It's too big.
It's way too big.
You only have mustache. You cut the whole mustache up in the right way.
Again? Hang on a second. We go in the bathroom so I can.
It gets faster.
Look in the mirror.
That hurts.
You can see all the hair on my shirt.
Yeah. Oh. Your mustache on your shirt.
I mean, it seems to be cutting some hair.
It is so unwieldy. It really hurts. Also, I wanted to hit this here, but there's so many blades.
Oh, it cut the very, very center. But I was trying desperately not to trim my stash.
Right.
I mean, it's cutting, but I hate it. Let me take a look at the accessories. So these are three different beard lengths that you can choose, okay? And then there's for the nose or ear hair, a little brush, I guess, for
cleaning, shaving
cream.
If you want to shave with cream.
For some reason it says, do not use any charging cable but the one provided. It's USB-C, so I'm sure you can use anything you want. Now, in theory, let me see what the bottom of these looks like. In theory, this whole thing comes off. Oh, it does. And then you can
Oh, all right,
so that point.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, it has two speeds. Wobble and super wobble. Oh, what kind of ratings did it get? I mean, $30. Don't expect much. And you're not disappointed. You don't expect much. You don't. You know what? Only 86 people, but 4.5 stars.
You get a lot for your money.
Yeah. You get. You know what? I think if you're just shaving your whole head, this will save you a lot of time. And it'll, you know, the contours of your head are better than this, than trying to put this thing on your face, especially on the top of my mustache.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Has life. Okay. Yeah.
Has life.
It doesn't say how short it is.
It has a half of a life, not even a full one.
Probably, like I said, it is more shaped to do through your head.
Yeah. My gosh. It is still impressive, just the amount of blades on
I can't believe. Oh, Chad, look at that also. This seems to be charged up to 188%.
Yeah.
Isn't that a riot?
That is funny. That's just like showing like we could put a 1.8 and an 8 there. This is like almost like an
engineer's.
That's so funny.
Oh my God, there were tons of them.
Yeah, lots of this style.
But nobody more than 9. When is someone going to do 12?
Golly, it does look comical. I mean, it just looks
It does, doesn't it? It's like, this doesn't make any sense at all.
They really love that 188. They're just showing
yes,
that
they
off.
Do.
And this one's 881. Look at that.
Oh, that's now that's a battery.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is not even correct. That's too small. They photoshopped that too small.
Yes, that exactly.
Oh man. Yeah, that's funny. Okay, well, yeah, I think if you had a, maybe your back, if you had a, you know, maybe.
Yes, you're very hairy, maybe that would
yeah,
work.
Exactly, yeah, exactly, maybe. But yeah, the neck, how it just goes the wrong way. It's trying to cop. And so while you're trying to, you know, do your neck, it bends the wrong way. I was just not recommend that. Okay, well, I'm excited that you teased a tiny digital camera, and that has me excited because I like.
Yeah, we'll take a peek. Here it is.
Okie dokie.
Heard about a retro time machine that you could buy for under $35. Would you be interested?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I thought you would be. Okay. Ta-da! This is called the Mini Keychain Retro Time Machine Camera. Shoots video and digital stills for under $35. Mm-mm-mm. Comes with a memory card, built-in filters, built-in flash. I mean, $35, you know the quality's got to be really high.
Oh, yeah.
Said, oh, it's so cute.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Actually, it is cute.
It's a Barbie thing.
This is ridiculous.
Actually, yeah. That little screen on the back is amazing.
It's cute. Oh, you know, kids would love this. Is it USB-C? Oh, my God, it is. Here's the keychain for it. It says also you can wear it around your neck.
And the camera has a little hook built in. Oh, look at.
Oh, you get the little micro
SD card reader.
SD card reader?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 16 gigabyte memory card.
And I think it has 8.
Right now.
I think it has a little bit of built-in memory, too.
To turn this on. We'll learn together. It looks like there's one single button. Oh, look at
awesome.
Almost a one-inch screen. Fully charged. There's a little...
The battery icon.
Gosh. I'll take a picture of a... Dennis taking a picture. So now it's very dark in here. So will this go off?
Oh my gosh, it has a flash on it?
It has a working flash.
Oh, what?
I'm taking pictures of pictures.
A spy camera in the 60s, says Ranger Rick.
Yeah. To video mode, turn the camera on. Welcome. There's a little LED indicator light. Now, you know what? Several reviewers said there's no speaker. There's a speaker icon there. It says in photo mode, push the up key. This is the up key here. Once, and it'll go into video mode. Oh, look, video camera. Full battery. So, you know what? Can you get the screen again? This is pretty neat. There's the red recording light blinking. There's the timer. So it's recording video. Like I said, this is really an outdoor camera, but...
I say outdoors because it needs a lot of light.
Yeah.
You know, I think kids would go crazy for this. Mm-mm-mm. Hey, Alfred. Okay. All right, I can't wait to take this little guy out and see what they look like on the screen. There's a speaker in there.
I even asked
no
the
headphone jack.
AI thing.
No external mic jack.
Yeah.
Yeah, not even a tripod fitting. There's also filters in here. I still hear. I'm going to put it in the card reader, and then we'll go to the screen and see what we have. It's actually pretty amazing. So I put the SD card in the little reader, and it sticks way out. I kept trying to force it in. It wouldn't go in, so I put it into the computer with the card sticking out, and look what came up. All right, let's...
Oh, okay. So this is the actual video.
So you know what?
Oh, it has the date on there. That is so funny.
Can you get the screen again? This is pretty neat. There's the red recording light blinking.
Wow, that's really not
bad. There's the timer.
No, and
honestly, so it's recording the audio video. Is way better than I expected.
Yes, people said there's no
like
mic, you can only shoot silent film. It needs the 450 gyroscope handle,
this
though.
This is really an outdoor camera, but...
I'm impressed.
For, you know, I think kids would go crazy for this. Hey, Alfred, okay.
But you know what? $34. Let's go, we'll have Chad go look at it online.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty neat.
I agree. I think, like, I could absolutely see giving that to some kids for Christmas.
Yes!
And making sure to snag the SD card out of it and keeping those memories around. Like, that seems like
it's so
fun.
I mean, that's a working flash.
Yeah.
And a microphone and a speaker.
Yeah. Here it is on Amazon, $32.99. There's a coupon. You get $4 off. Look at
oh
that.
Oh, my God. Boy, I have been missing those.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, only 41 people, but 4.9 stars.
That is so funny.
It's just so cute.
Yeah. It really is a little keychain camera. You can actually put it on your keychain and carry it around. That is so adorable. I love that. Yeah.
That is so
flash.
Funny.
So those are the
oh,
filters.
Those are the filters. Yes. I didn't even try those.
Yeah.
But they're also built in. It's a lot of stuff in that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. There's some other ones. That one looks funny. But yeah, that's very fun. I like it. I really, really like it. I can't believe
the
price.
Too.
The features and the usability of it seem really higher than its price point. Like,
yes, and the printed box says 780p, but somewhere else it says 1080, and it almost looks like 1080. That was a decent video.
Even if
that.
It is 720, the quality of the video, you know, is obvious. Is that it's not too overblown? It's
no,
not too under.
Yes.
The colors are pretty okay. You're not getting crazy white spots that are overexposed, and you know, like it has a good dynamic range, basically.
Yeah.
This is
what we'll be using from now on at CES.
There we go. But for like the goofy little moments that this is made to capture, it's perfect.
Yes, exactly.
It seems perfect. Okay, with that, it's time to get a bit crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. I want to keep the gadget a bit of a surprise, so I'm not going to show it to you quite yet. This may redefine, it may not redefine, but just the crappy corner aspect of it, just keep that in mind as we watch the video. Here okay. we go. Gadgets that I got as gifts for Christmas is the Patreon theme. And so this gadget is one we've talked about in the past. I believe it was a letter or something like that. We've had Mega Rolls, Ultra Rolls. This is a Forever Roll. You can barely see. This is a toilet paper roll that is 1.5 feet wide. It is so big that, of course, it wouldn't fit onto a normal holder that you have in your bathroom. So this starter kit includes a floor stand for your Forever Charmin toilet paper. I'm going to go ahead and unbox this and put it together, and we will take a look at what the Charmin Forever roll actually looks like. Okay, it's unboxed and put together. The base was very simple. It just requires screwing two pieces together and then screwing that onto a weighted base. It's nice. It feels really solid. It doesn't feel cheap at all. It's really good. So here are the rolls. The starter kit comes with two of these absolutely massive toilet paper rolls. These will slide onto your new toilet paper dispenser, and there you have it, the Charmin Forever Roll. could definitely, I mean, this will last an awful, awful long time. And then I guess you take the other one and then store it away. They do sell refill packs. They come with three of these mega rolls, and from the price online, the starter kit is $29.99, and the refills are also the same price. It just doesn't come with another base. It comes with an extra roll. And if you're wondering to yourself, a gift? This was a Christmas gift? I was a white elephant that I picked this up at, which I'm really happy about, because we have talked about this in the past on the show, and now we have it. Toilet paper forever. Back to you.
Wow.
Here it is.
That is, wow.
So,
or adding machine tape.
It really, I mean, it's like as big as, you know, the old, yeah, reel-to-reel like thing.
Yes.
It is. And then the fact that this is just a normal toilet paper roll, like, tube thing is also just hilarious. Like, that's the normal size of one.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So there you go. The Charmin.
Yeah, the stand's nice.
Yeah, I agree.
The stand has to have some weight to it to hold that up from falling over.
It really does. And
yeah.
Yeah, it does. I mean, honestly, the stand is, after the Forever roll goes away, sometimes the stuff that, you know, I'm in an apartment, and the ones that they provide just aren't that great. This is actually kind of an upgrade, which is kind of nice. So let's take a look at the price. Like I said, around $30. Here it is. Oh, they have a coupon too.
Oh, Wow.
Look at that. And then the, let me see where are those refills at. I guess they're not on their main page. Anyway, the refills do exist. Look at that. 32 times more sheets than a typical, I'm not seeing the Forever Roll refill. There it is. Three refills.
Oh, there
they
are.
Yeah, exactly the same.
$3, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. And they have a coupon as well for $27.99.
So
wow. You can get that. What do you think? Would you upgrade?
Well, you know, my bathroom is so small, I don't even have room for it.
Yeah. I kind of agree. Like, I am still thinking, like, is this just going to kind of sit in front of the bathtub?
Yeah, exactly.
I agree. It's really big. So there you go, the Charmin Forever Roll. Do you remember
us talking about it
on the show? I really think it was a letter that was sent in where we took a look at it. When I thought originally we thought it was just a promotional item, and then they actually started selling them.
Yeah. You know what never came to market? At one year at CES, they had the Charmin robotic.
Oh yes, deliverer.
Deliverer, right? It would carry a roll of toilet, but it had a special handle on the back that would hold the roll of toilet paper.
Yes, and it would deliver you toilet paper to your.
That if you ran out in the middle of a sitting, you could tell the Charmin thing, "Bring me toilet paper."
Yes. I think.
Oh yeah, cats will love this. Oh my god.
I'm nervous because you know if they
keep a cat busy for about a month.
If they start unrolling this, I mean, there's just endless toilet paper to worry about afterwards. and it's all Charmin, which you know is also pretty good toilet paper. So
yeah, no, I like Charmin. I like Charmin.
Exactly. Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Far. As I said, this is from Mo, and I watched the first minute and I thought, I don't think I understand this, so we'll all watch it together. And then at the end, Mo has a question for you, Chad.
Ooh, awesome.
This is the AutoWit device. And the difference between this car battery booster is that this doesn't have a built-in battery, it has capacitors, and it gets its charge from the dead battery. Hmm. If the dead battery is too dead, you could actually plug it into another battery that's working and fully charge. It'll come up on the screen, I'll show you later. Or use the 12-volt plug for the car here, or a micro USB. To USB-A charging or micro USB to USB-C, whatever you can find. Then after it gets fully charged, when you go to give the car a boost, you press this red button. There's a countdown. Once it gets to zero, it'll tell you to start the car and the car will start up. So let me show you how it works. So now I'm doing a video real quick just to test the AutoWit. And my friend said I should do a video on it. And, you know, I purchased this and I've used it. This is my third time using it. It's come in handy to help people. And right now I just plugged it into the battery and the battery has some power. And the AutoWit is, as you can see, it's absorbing the battery. It's creating when it gets to 100%, it creates sort of like a boost so that you can use it to turn the car on. And it's at 73 right now. And we'll see if it works. This is the third time using it, so I know that it's worked two prior times very well, especially in really cold weather. So it's cold right now. It's January of 2026 in New York City. And a friend of mine called me. The battery's dead. And I came to see if this would work. So, one moment. I'll wait for this to hit. So, once it hits 100, I'll have to press that button right there, that red button, for it to be ready. Once it's ready, I'll have my friend turn the key to turn the car on. We got another 10.
Yeah, so my guess is with capacitors.
96.
Instead of like
100%
a battery.
So now I'm going to press that button and then I'm going to tell you to turn
the key.
I'll
talk about it after.
It's a countdown. No, not yet. Not yet. Okay, now. Turn the key.
There you go.
Three in a row. Awesome. So So we're just going to test to make sure that it comes back on. We left it running for like 5 minutes before I leave. Go ahead. Try it again.
There you go.
Excellent. Awesome. Worked.
Very cool. Okay, so.
Yes, I still don't understand it.
So this would be used instead of one.
I am a castaway, stranded somewhere.
Holy moly, sorry about that. You would use this instead of one of the other battery chargers that we've seen. So when your car battery's dead, right, you could either jump it from another car, or
yes.
we've shown off devices that have, you know, yeah, either lithium ion batteries or other battery technology to help jump your car. This uses capacitors. So a capacitor will store up that energy and then it can discharge it. If you've seen a capacitor, it looks like a little like can, and lots of, you know, motherboards have them. Lots of stuff uses capacitors. What's interesting about this is that it's able to like slowly suck enough energy out of a dead battery to be able to charge itself up, which is really cool. So here's the downside with capacitors.
Is it sucking it out of the battery in your car that's dead?
That's dead, yes. So the upside of capacitors is that, you know, once they discharge their stuff, they're just kind of sitting there. They're a very inert type of technology. You know, they can explode. But if you're using them in this way, it's using it as sort of a battery where they can hold on to a charge for a short amount of time and then discharge that.
Oh, right.
So unlike, you know, an actual lithium ion battery that may kind of degrade over time if it's sitting at 90% charge and not being used and just sitting there, capacitors shouldn't degrade like that. So it should be able to last better. The other ones you have to charge somewhere else and then bring to the car. This one, it looks like you could bring to a dead car, and there's enough voltage in that dead battery to slowly charge up the capacitors, and then it'll discharge it all at once, which is really, really kind of cool. I've had two or three of the battery-based jumpers, and they've broken over time. They last about a year and a half at most. And they're really expensive. So, you know, they're like $100 and something each time you get one of them. I want to figure out how much this cost. I'd be interested in getting this instead of the other one because you don't have to worry about charging it. And it's capacitor based, which is kind of cool. So here it is online, the Autowit Supercap. Let's see, where can I buy it? Shop. How much does it cost? What does that say? I can't read that text. Every time I click the shop button, that pops up. What on earth does that say? I'm gonna post it over here in the chat just so I can read it. Okay, I'm being redirected somewhere. Okay, let's go be redirected. Okay, well, we're having issues trying to figure out how much it costs and where to buy it. there you go.
I thought Mo might be in chat, but he's not. Okay.
Yeah. Let me see if I can just Google this, though, instead and get to a place that sells it. Okay. Oh, Walmart sells it for $109. Right. So that makes sense.
There it is. Okay.
Walmart. Yeah. So I wonder if Walmart will also suggest other products, and I can kind of see the other costs of these. Most of these are also, well, that one's not very expensive. This little battery jumper, portable car. I want to see what their prices are for other ones. And then I'm going to choose the in-store option. In-store, so I don't get all the
Also,
weird.
I was wondering how long it took from 0 to 100%.
Right.
That you'd be sitting there.
Right. So I've owned similar things to this. You know, they're all about what I expected. Same thing with this. I own one that's similar to that at the moment.
I had that on my boat. one of those on my boat.
Yeah. So, I mean, the price is pretty comparable to the other options. The other options also have chargers for your cell phone, which this one doesn't really have that. The other ones are portable batteries. This one really isn't. But when it comes to jumping a car, I feel like this one from Mo would be a lot better. A lot better. Amazon says 3 minutes from the Amazon page.
Oh wow, that's very good.
Right. Worth the time. Because I've also been in the situation where I had that other device and I needed to charge it. I was like, it would take me longer than 3 minutes. It took me a half hour to an hour to charge the other one so that I could just take it over there and jump the car. Because it needed to be 100% or whatever. So 3 minutes of letting the dead battery charge this is absolutely great.
Most question was, what does Chad do with an electric car when it won't start?
So an electric car can't be jumped. There is a jumper spot, but I think that you really don't ever use it. There is two batteries. So there's the massive battery and then there's a 12-volt battery. You can jump the 12-volt battery. If the 12-volt battery dies, sometimes the infotainment system and other stuff kind of freaks out. So that one can be jumped, but the whole battery for the car, you're not jumping that thing. If it goes down to 0%, it's really bad for the battery's health, and you just got to tow it to a place to just actually charge
it.
You know, you just got to get to a charger. Now, luckily, anywhere, all over the world, it has power, and you can just plug into a wall. So, if you're at 0%, as long as you can get near a wall with a wall plug, you can charge the car. It'll be really slow, but you could do it. When the car is at 0%, you just have to tow it. You have to just move it to a place to charge it. You can't hook up the positive and negative terminals and just hope that it charges over time. That won't work. And then there that 12-volt battery is very similar to just a normal car battery. And it has one of those in there as well. But it's really not used to move the car from one place to another.
Okay.
With that, thanks, Mo, for sending that over. Super interesting.
That was fun. That was very great fun.
Very fun. And I'm glad it's working. And I'd be interested to know if it ever fails in the future, because I have bad luck with the other option. With that, let's move on to the letter. Now,
our letter is from Steve in Ohio. He said, I heard about a gadget on a podcast that seems interesting enough to share, and he sent a link to it. He said, I thought it would be a fun experiment if you use one during the GizWiz stream recording to see how accurate it summarizes the show at the end. I wouldn't expect you to spend $150 to test it out, but they offer a free desktop version. Perhaps you could try that instead. Huh. So I'm not sure what this is, like the previous gadget. I'm not sure what this does.
It looks like it's a way to have AI record your conversations and then highlight, and then summarize everything. So that will start recording. And then it'll have all the notes. You could even highlight stuff. And you can even add images from the phone. Yeah.
So it's recording audio only.
Right.
And then it will analyze it and give you a printout or a text, I guess.
Or it'll be in the app, it looks like. It has a companion app. Okay. And then while you're recording meetings, you can even take photos in your meeting. This seems like a very, very popular thing nowadays in businesses is when you're in a Zoom meeting is to have an AI bot join the Zoom meeting. And the AI bot will listen to everybody, and it's even smart enough to know who's talking. And so at the end of those virtual meetings on Zoom, it'll spit out a little thing about everything you talked about, action items for everybody in the meeting. If you had said, okay, you know, Chad, you need to send an email next week to so-and-so, it will say, to do for Chad, and list everything that you mentioned in the meeting. So very powerful, right? And a lot of companies rely on it because they are able to just have a conversation during the meeting, get right down to everything, not take any notes, and then they have the absolute best notes after a meeting. And so this device seems like it is positioned to businesses or people who have in-person notes. You know, they don't have virtual meetings on Zoom. They have in-person meetings. And so they need a device to listen to everything all the time, not an app that might stop listening in the background. They want a hardware device. And then the app will communicate with your hardware, is what it seems like. And then they've added extra features of, like, in the middle of a meeting, let's take a photo of the whiteboard. You know, we found a really cool website that we liked. I can just take a photo of the screen that I'm looking at and upload it up to the cloud. Is the first impression.
Yeah, PC guy said that Leo had used this at some point.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. It's not terribly expensive either.
Yeah. I mean, really, it's just a mic and a Bluetooth connection.
Yes.
You know, this one has this really, is that a camera on it? Oh, no, that's like it looks like a physical mute button type thing.
Oh, okay.
$150. And
it's called Claude Note.
Yeah. I have a lot of form factors. I'm trying to kind of understand. Their website doesn't want me to switch. Okay, there it goes. Can I see a different photo of this, please? Here we go. Nope, that doesn't work either. Okay, I don't understand what I'm looking at. Why does it look like a pill? Does it clip? Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Okay.
So, oh, it's tiny.
Yeah, it's itty bitty.
You can wear it on your
wrist.
More
photos would be nice. Okay, wait.
Yes, I know. It would be nice.
There we go. There we go. Okay, yeah, it is itty bitty.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool. I mean, this reminds me so much of back in the day, back in the Palm Pilot days, right? Is just a simple audio recorder was quite a big deal. You know, I remember, growing up with dyslexia and ADHD, my parents were helping me out with everything they could, and they got me an audio recorder so I could record my, this is around high school era, and yeah, that thing was not cheap, and it had a whole bunch of features, and this reminds me so much of that kind of era of, I need a way during spoken language to get a summary of all this. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And after a meeting, you just say, all right, have that thing play back the notes. Oh, wait, did you turn it on? Are you supposed to turn this on?
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah.
At the end of
the
meeting,
is this supposed to be charged?
Yes, exactly. That was a great meeting. Boop. Starting recording. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve, thanks for the recommendation for sending us.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
And how can people send in their videos for the warehouse?
Okay, make a little video. Okay, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice. Put it up on YouTube. When you upload, there's a drop-down menu. You can click unlisted. That way only people with the URL will be able to watch it. And send that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. And we were looking for a video, anything to do with the gadget, new, old, something you love, something you hate, and we can use one for next week, okay? Gizwiz, mail@gizwiz.tv, horizontal format, 1 to 3 minutes. Do it, Chad says.
Do it now. I want to say a big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. You guys support us every single time that we upload an episode. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it for keeping the show afloat. If you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/GizWiz is one way you can support us. The other way is by heading to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a tiny little link to PayPal where you can give a gift that way as well. However you do, thank you, thank you, thank you to those of you who support the show. You guys are incredible. Thank you so much. Head on over to gizwiz.tv to watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern Time. Whenever we're live, our website, gizwiz.tv, will update with the live stream, so you can jump on over there and chat along with the chat room. Please join. We have an IRC chat room just below the live stream, and you can see and see us, hear us, and see and read the community. If you miss a episode live, you can always watch it after the fact on our website or our YouTube page, or we're also on podcatchers all over the internet. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a descriptor, a description, a link back, or a reminder about any of the gadgets that we cover, head on over to gizwiz.biz. While you're there, you can also play What the Heck Is It? This is the game show online where you get to guess this gadget. This isn't just a piece or part of a gadget. And it comes to me now. I know what this gadget is now. This is a portable jumper device for jets. Yeah, for the aircraft aviation industry. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers, and you don't have much time. I think, was it 2 more weeks?
Yeah. I think it's February 20th that it'll be 20 years of the GizWiz.
20 years.
So next week, be within one day of 20 years.
Wow.
And hang on one second, because something in an envelope here, I think it's the cover of the
April edition. This will be the GizWiz, the Mad Magazine that you will win when you play.
This is the issue.
What the heck is it?
Ba-bum.
Wow. Breaking news. Oh, my gosh, that's a good one.
It's funny. It's a crapshoot, okay?
Yeah, he's playing craps.
Yeah. With the doggy bag. Yes, that's what you'll be playing for.
I like that cover a lot. That is someone who just got their phone stolen in Vegas.
And I think this will be shipping in 12 days, I think.
That's awesome. I love how you always get something. The exclusive early. You get it early.
We get it early.
That's great. So head on over to gizwiz.biz. Put in your idea or suggestion about what that can be and get a plan. Gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.